This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Now, we're doing our Lifestyle Friday. And today, Mpo, we're taking things off the beaten track, literally.
Yes.
Because we're diving into off-roading as a lifestyle, how this is bringing together adventure, you know, lovers, nature, enthusiasts, and, you know, communities right here in Limpopo, more specifically in the Skukuna district, yeah.
All I'm going to say is, as we start the conversation, banyana ba ka gitimela kwa Instagram le kwa no Facebook le TikTok le vuthele re sekukhuni off road club, you'll thank me later. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, le banna ba reshu, everybody, right? So this morning for Lifestyle Friday, we're having a conversation with the chairperson of Sekukhuni Off Road Club, Mohlala Karabo, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, morning to you, Brian Jones. Morning to listeners of Capricorn FM, specifically people of Sekukhuni Land and South Africa. Morning.
Listen, Sekukhuni Land, we've been loving what we are seeing you doing. I mean, first of all, how did the Sekukhuni Off-Road Club come about? And we want to know about the inspiration. What inspired you to just start this process of bringing people together, and you are just this cool club out in Sekukhuni?
Yeah, a club full of love. It was started by a group of men and gents. Fortunately, we are all from Sekukhuni, hence the name Sekukhuni Off-Road Club. But the aim was just to build brotherhood and also stabilize men's mental health and also stress relief. But, you know, how it all started, it was just when we guys were sitting and we felt like, look, we need to bring something to Sekukhuni Land, and we have all these resources. But however, you know, when gents we drinking and conversations just come along, and one of us just said, "But why are you drinking beer? But you don't wanna live here." And then that's when our slogan came. But now look, munna give in, and we started saying, "How can we utilize these buckets that we have?" And we said, "No, let's go 4x4 off road and challenge ourselves to new heights and also bring change to our community of Sekukhuni."
Yeah, and that slogan or that tagline, "Munna given."
Come and pepper, munna give 4x4.
But so, is that what they say? I mean, it's not rambi. Mara, musadi liana given. I just want to understand. I mean, kya ko how this thing started? A bunch of guys were sitting together. There's a whole lot of issues to deal with. You know, mental issues and all these things, and just entertainment. But the kind of community that you have built, what kind of a community is it? And is it a community that includes Basadi Badi Vene, Lebona, or this one is for the boys?
Oh, yeah, well, that one, you know, it's a bit difficult. But unfortunately, it all started with guys and gents. We wish also to involve women, because after when we introduced this game to Sekukhuni and South Africa as a whole, we started to realize that, you know, look, we are in a very democratic country where women also need to and we thought, look, we are open, and also as we are, and they would have find something or could find something towards what we currently doing. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, with all the excursions that you have, because we see there's a whole lot of things that you do. You camp, you go across the borders, you are there, you have on your own activities. For you, what has been your most memorable or craziest off-road experience that you've had?
Yeah, that one, it's challenging, but I would say every day to us it's like one of the most craziest adventures we'll ever go through.
Yeah.
In our day-to-day life. I mean, you end up not even want to drive a bicycle. Always you want to be inside a 4x4 and they just go through all the obstacles and challenges that you come across during traveling, and we enjoy what we're doing. But look, you'll go through our social pages and you'll see what kind of adventures and activities that we've been through, and you will really feel the craziness that we going through every day.
All right, Karabo, what's next for the club? And also those who want to get involved, how do they go about it? Or is it like strictly for people in Skukuna district?
No, definitely not. We've got members across, you know, people just loved what we started. And we've got people from all over Limpopo, Sama, in Gauteng, which are part of us. I mean, we're so involved in a lot of community drives. But look, we want to adventure more and go out and go reach out to our brothers abroad in Africa. All Africans to say, come look, this is a game. We're here to relieve stress, but also to adventure into South Africa as a whole. What's that initiative that you would say travel South Africa? I just tend to forget it, but that's what you want to do. Go and explore all South African challenges that are there with our 4x4s.
Mm. Yes. So how do people reach out? You mentioned social media. What is, you know, the handles, or is there an email? Is there a contact? How do they reach out if they want to, you know, make that contact and start joining you?
Yeah, we've got a very responsive team in all of our social media platforms, be it TikTok, Skukuna Offroad Club as it is, Facebook, Skukuna Offroad Club. We've got a very responsive team. Whenever you want to get in touch with us, just go through our social pages. We will definitely get in touch. Yeah.
And you put up your activities in terms of when the next thing is, that kind of a thing. Do you put up on social media?
Yeah, I did not catch you there. Your line just...
Oh, no, I was asking about your activities. Whenever you have one of these activities, do you and put them promote them on social media?
Yeah, we definitely do. Because if you remember, at some point last year, we met a group of boys, Team Gauta, they were from Skukuna as well, on their journey cycling to Cape Town. We became involved and we are also doing a lot of other social activities where we help our communities to build and assist where need be. But yes, we've been very, very much involved. And currently one of our adventures in doing that, we are currently teaming up with Team Venda, which is also our brothers from province Limpopo. Yeah. And we want to push a great initiative with them in terms of exploring Limpopo and bringing tourism to our province.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you're also teaming up with the Vembe team. That's great. No, thank you so much. Mr. Jones, Aries Kukuni.
Yeah. I got a woman. Invite a little.
You know, and you know how these boys and girls and kids love what we're doing. And every time they go up the hill, they feel like, oh, please, Renamate, you want to give them that opportunity and explore this.
Re nagana ka mogomong re nagana gore breakfast team wa tsa re notla sekukuni re notla re le bone no breakfast team ke bona
mamela
ke. Thank you so much. That's the chairperson for Sekukuni Offroad Club, Mohlala Karabo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.